us.
Imam Hussein asked Qanbar. He said to him, O Qanbar, I am thirsty. Qanbar rose to fetch Imam Hussein some water. He was Imam's servant. And suddenly, who heard the conversation? Abul Fazl al-Abbas. He was very young. Having heard this, he rushed to his mother. He said, meaning that Imam asked Qanbar for water, but I would rather take the upper hand and do it myself. They say Umm al-Banin took the jar, filled it with water, and gave it to Abbas, and Abul Fazl al-Abbas put it on his head and started running. The Imam saw Abul Fazl al-Abbas coming while carrying the jar on his head, with the water running over his hand, with the water running over his head and shoulders. The Emir looked at Abbas, called him and said, O Abul Fazl al-Abbas, O Abbas, today you are carrying water for Imam Hussein on your head, and the water runs over your shoulders. But then will come a day to be called Ashura. When you will yearn to bring him water, but your brain will be split over your shoulders. I say they in the Middle East, and especially in Lebanon, generally believe in Iranian women as strong and smart ones. The question is why? This is because Iranian women have high potential to do numerous things. I agree that the Iranian women are smart and strong, but I believe the most important thing about them is that they struggle their ways through life. They fight problems. They say Iranians are generally very clean and neat. I came here once a year and stay here for 1 month, or 1.5 months, and then leave for Iran, because I really like to stay in Iran permanently. I have bought a house in Iran to compel myself to visit Iran more frequently, and my children could visit the country more easily, and know that they have got something in Iran. My grandparents are living in Iran. We belong to the Lari family. My family name in Larian. I mean, wherever I go in Lebanon or any other place like Africa, they know me by this name, and with no other name than Larian. We are from Shiraz. I like my children to have Iranian identity cards so that they could join Basij. God willing, they will. All three of my children were born in Iran, Fatima, Mohammad Hussein, and Ali Hussein. I say when Rabi came to visit us and stayed with us for lunch or dinner, I used to ask him things which belong to Lebanese culture. And I didn't know about them. And he would tell me about them. Sometimes, he used to clean up and wash dirty dishes. Anything I do, I could never make up for all the things and favors he did for us. He behaved in a way I always looked at him as my brother or even as one of my children. I told him, if you could become my brother, become a brother for my children, become my eldest son, then I will accept you and give you my daughter. But if you want to merely become my son-in-law, then I will tell you that I need no son-in-laws. When Sheikh Ibrahim came to ask for my daughter's hand for him, with his own family, Qasir's family, this is the house of Sheikh Ibrahim, which Israel has struck. He said, the best young man in Dair Qanun should belong to town's best young women. أخذ عنوانها والذهن تفطر وأصبها بعد سنين عشرين در سنغال فاطمة نامه برای امام رضا میگن. When we were in Senegal, Fatima wrote a letter to Imam Reza. They call such letters in Nahj al-Balagha. We took it to the Imam's shrine and threw it into the mausoleum. In that letter, Fatima had told the Imam that she wanted him to choose a husband for her. After Robbie met Fatima and realized that she is the girl he really wanted, he decided to consult the Quran. He consulted the holy book to decide between my daughter and another girl who had been promised to him. The consultation was not favorable in my daughter's regard. You know what Robbie did? He bought a ticket and went to Iran, went to Imam Reza's shrine and complained to him. He said, I want this young girl, but my consultation with the Holy Book was not in her favor. He had a dream in Iran. In his dream, he saw Sayyid Al-Qaed Khamenei putting a ring in his finger. When he returned from Mashhad, he went to Sayyid Hassan. He said to him, I wish to marry a girl, but she is not from Lebanon, and she comes from Africa. Her parents, her whole family are living there. I consulted the Quran, but it was really negative. What shall I do? I went and complained to Imam Reza. When I was in Mashhad, I had a dream and saw Mr. Khamenei putting a ring in my finger. The Sayyid was surprised and he asked, in her family, is there anybody interested in Iranians? Robbie said, yes. Her mother is from Iran. Sayyid Hassan said, that is why the Sayyid, Mr. Khamenei, put the ring in your finger. Go spend a large amount of money for God and marry the girl. He talked a lot about my daughter with the Sayyid and he told him to marry the girl. He did so, and Sayed married them. After the marriage ceremony, Rabi came to Fatima to shake hands with her and congratulate her, but she could not extend her hand towards him for her extensive modesty and shyness. Rabi came to shake hands with me, but I too could not do that, and apologized and said I would shake hands with him later. الحب بعضهم والحب أكبر من بشور الحياة الدنيوية أخذ عنوانها والذهن تكبر وعصبها بعد من عشرين Sayed was extremely surprised. When we were taking photos, I will show them to you later. Fatima stood in a distance from him, so Sayed said to Rabi, Now that she is not coming to you, well, you go to her and stand by her. How could I have realized the time he was going to stay with us was going to be so short? في عصر التحدي والفلاح الخامنائيين المفدى ورسول الله الأمين السلام على السائرين والعاملين والمجاهدين في المسيرة الحسينية الأصيلة تحية إلى الشهداء
أنا نمیخواستم دخترم با ربیع الزواج
I did not want Fatima to marry Rabi just because he was one of the Hezbollah or because he was the brother of martyr Ahmed Qasir. I was really sensitive to this, because I knew the lifestyle of Hezbollah combatants and also the Mujahideen and the way they lived. They are at home only one or two days and are not with their family the rest of the week. I did not want my daughter to marry Rabi because she loved Hezbollah, and I did not want her to look at Rabi the way she looked at Sayed Hassan and at the Mujahideen, and then get fed up with him for 1 or 2 months, saying she had hurried herself into marrying him. I told her, Fatima, if you had asked me what I would have done in your place, I would have said, no, I would not marry him. Rabi was extremely surprised and said, why do you say that? I said, Yes, let the girl realize everything and understand herself. I told my daughter, be really aware of what you are going to say the moment you answer to his marriage proposal. I told the same to Rabi himself. I said to Fatima, if you would come one day to me complaining that you have grown tired of Rabi, or Rabi tells me the same, I will blow both of you up on that day. You will have to stay with each other, or so think about it. Rabi laughed and said, I never knew my mother-in-law was a martyrdom-seeking combatant. I said, yes, that is what I am. You asked me a question. You said, Would I have consent to my daughter marry Rabi if he had asked for her hand once again, knowing that he is going to attain martyrdom in an operation? You see, I am a mother. The first thing a mother realizes on when making decisions for her kids is her love for him, and the logic comes in the second place. When I am with my daughter and I see her, I really feel for her, so I would say no. I don't want my daughter to marry Rabi. But the thing is, Robbie was such a nice, such a noble soul. He never made us feel bitter towards him. Now that I am visiting his tomb, if he rises and asks for my daughter's hand again, yes, I will agree. She is his wife. She does not belong to me any longer. I don't feel comfortable talking about Robbie because he is so great and I'm so little compared to him. But let us think about this very village, Dair Qanun, and the whole southern Lebanon region. If Robbie had not sacrificed himself, we wouldn't have been sitting here right now in Dair Qanun. For us to remain in the city, Robbie and his comrades sacrificed their lives to enable us to stay longer in our town so that we could protect southern Lebanon, the whole Jabal Amal region, and the country as well. Our children sacrificed themselves and worked so hard to enable us to get to this point. This is Robbie's father's house, this land. Three days after the war, Robbie came and told his father to evacuate the house. They had just left the house when Israelis attacked the building. Robbie was born on this very land. My eldest son was here too. When the missile struck it, my son was nearly here. He was thrown a few meters away. They lived in this house only for 9 months. So he was so extremely in love with Iran that he bought half of his belongings from Iran. He went there in person, bought them, and brought them here. He is with Martyr Ahmed Qasir and Martyr Musa Qasir. They were three brothers, three martyrs. To come and sit here. He would sit here and listen to the news broadcasts. We are going to Bet Jubail. Then we will come back to Hanin, and after that we will be going to Tyra, where Robbie was killed and attained martyrdom. Robbie was martyred here in this place. The combatants would come in this house and the next door. They would enter this house as well. This house was locked up. The owner was in Beirut. People had gone all to Beirut to evade war. This room was not here. After 2 hours, when they wanted to open the door, well, they could not. Robbie went to get something to break the door. Then he broke the wall here and made a hole here. This part, which is in the shape of a rectangle, was made by martyr Robbie, who made his way through inside the house. And this gentleman is the owner of the house. They fought here as well. Martyr Robbie and 2 of his friends were here. In this area, they fought here and here. Martyr Robbie fought exactly here, behind this rock. There were 2 tanks there. It is not a long distance at all. That is why Israelis were able to get into that restaurant by the school. Martyr Robbie managed to target 2 tanks at that very point. When he targeted the tanks, they told him to go back. He said no. They said they would dispatch several others to replace him, but he said no. I must do it myself. I will attack the tanks and return back. He came and got into the car, but Israeli warplanes were photographing him from that point. When the warplane turned around to attack the place, Martyr Robbie was already in the car and moving. He reached the opposite end. He reached the opposite end of the village when the plane targeted and attacked him. One important fact that the person in charge of this operation area told me let me show you is that Israeli soldiers and their tanks never dared to surpass that building. But the day Robbie was martyred, they made advances even to this point. They even reached this house. Why? Because Robbie would not let even one point remain vacant and attacked Israel from numerous places. The night before he was killed, Robbie prepared dinner for his friends at this house and told them that was the last time he was making dinner for them. They said, "Why?" He said, "I am not going to tell you, but now tell me to prepare whatever you wish." He prepared the dinner, but did not have any of it. Then he washed the dishes. He was such a neat person. Despite the ongoing battles at the place, he washed the dishes and tidied up the place. They say Imam Khomeini never, not even once, ordered his wife to make tea for him. These young men took their lessons from Imam Khomeini. Then he said, "Today I dreamed of Hazrat Ali. The Imam said to me in my dream, 'Robbie, hurry up. You will attain martyrdom today, and the doors of heaven and paradise will open wide, waiting for you.'" When he served them for their dinner, he washed himself and made martyrdom rituals, and then he said his prayers and went out. He went and was never back. I will show you the place where he was martyred. Robbie passed through the streets. With the two tanks Robbie attacked, the whole number of the tanks attacked in this area rose to number 11. They told him to come back because there were other people to replace him. But since the war in Bent Jebel, and especially in this area, had grown so harsh and sensitive, Robbie went on with his work and then got into the car together with one of his friends. And he had just arrived in this area when the warplane came from that direction. Please accept me. I will tell him, please intercede for me. Please accept me. Just intercede for me, please. Forgive me.